ការចេះនិងនិយាយភាសាអង់គ្លេសអាចជួយឲ្យជីវិតរបស់អ្នកប្រសើរឡើងនៅក្នុងប្រទេសអូស្ត្រាលី SBS មាន podcast ថ្មីដែលពន្យល់អំពីជីវិតនិងសំនួនវោហាររបស់ប្រជាជនអូស្ត្រាលីអ្នកនឹងបង្កើនជំនាញភាសាអង់គ្លេសរបស់អ្នកស្វែងយល់អំពីប្រទេសអូស្ត្រាលីនិងរីករាយនៅក្នុងពេលតែមួយសូមស្ដាប់ភាគចុងក្រោយរបស់យើងដូចតទៅ
Learning EnglishHelps me to speak with confidence.
Hi, and welcome to the SBS Learn English podcast, where we help Australians to speak, understand, and connect. My name is Josipa, and like you, I'm learning the English language. Today we are practicing different ways to talk about things we think have a chance of happening. In other words, we'll be talking about possibilities.And make sure you keep listening to hear Sheldon Riley talk about his chance of winning Eurovision in Italy. So let's start. First, let me remind you that we have learning notes, quizzes and transcripts on our website, so you can keep practicing after listening. Life is full of possibilities, but some are more likely than others.In all likelihood, I'll never be an opera singer, and I have fat chance of being a ballet dancer. As you probably guessed, we say we have fat chance of doing something if we think it is not very likely to happen. For example, I have fat chance of winning the lottery. This phrase can commonly be used on its own when responding to something unlikely.For example, let's say somebody asks me, Do you think he'll pass his driving test? I could answer simply by saying, Fat chance. On the other hand, when something will happen in all likelihood, it means that it will probably happen. For example, in all likelihood, we'll go out for dinner tonight because there's nothing at home to eat at all.And in the following conversation, our friends Marian and Ellen are talking about their weekend plans. Let's hear them.
My brother may invite us to his place on Sunday. There's a good chance the weather will be nice for a barbecue outside.
Do you think he might let you do some grilling this time?
Fat chance. He still talks about the sausages I accidentally burned years ago.
Well, you never know. This time he might give you a go.
Ellen and Marianne use the words may and might to talk about something that is possible to happen in the future. We can also use these words to talk about possibilities in the present. We'll explain that a little more in a second. First, let's hear Ellen once again.
My brother may invite us to his place on Sunday. There's a good chance the weather will be nice for a barbecue outside.
My brother may invite us to his place on Sunday. We could also use the word might instead of may and say, my brother might invite us. Alan said may invite because he thinks that it is quite likely that his brother is going to invite him. If he said he might invite, it means that Alan is not quite so certain. The difference between may and might is that the word may,expresses a more certainty than might. So we use it if we think something is more likely to happen. As I said before, both may and might are used to express present and future possibilities. Alan used them to talk about a possibility in the future. So I'll give you an example of how we can use them to speak about the present. Let's say I'm looking for Alan's phone number. I'll ask Marianne. She may have it.So I think that it is very likely that Marianne knows Alan's number. And I said, Marianne may know it. Another way to say the same thing is, perhaps Marianne knows Alan's phone number. But I could also say, Marianne might know Alan's phone number. However, if we use the word might, it means we are less sure about something. So if I said, Marianne might have his number,I'm suggesting that it is a possibility, a chance, but I'm not very sure. Talking about chances, Alan said there's a good chance the weather will be nice for a barbecue outside. If there's a good or decent chance of something happening, it means that it is very likely to happen. But if I say there's just a chance it'll rain, it means that there is a small chance it will rain, but in all likelihood it won't. Let's move on to Marianne. She said,
"Do you think he might let you do some grilling this time?"
When we talk about possibilities, may and might are not usually used to start a question. So when asking about the likelihood of something happening, we often say, "Do you think he may? Are you likely to? Do you think she might? Or is it likely to?" Alan then said there's a fat chance his brother will let him do the grilling. But let's imagine that Alan was in a more formal setting. Then instead of saying fat chance, Alan would say,
"There's little likelihood of that happening."
We already heard that in all likelihood means almost certainly. So if there is a little likelihood of something happening, it means that it probably won't happen. You can also simply say it's unlikely something will happen. Let's now look into how we discuss possibilities for something that happened in the past. In the following conversation, Marianne and Alan will use the words we have already learned, may and might. But they will also use another word to indicate that they are talking about a past event.
I can't find my wallet. I might have lost it.
I suppose you could have lost it when we were in the park.
Or I may have left it in the car.
So when making guesses about the past, we can use might have and may have. First, Alan said,
"I can't find my wallet. I might have lost it."
We use might for present and future and might have for past events to express the low likelihood of something happening. So when Alan says he might have lost his wallet, he says that there is a small possibility that his wallet is lost. Let's say there is a 30% chance that Alan lost his wallet. Marianne then said,
"I suppose you could have lost it when we were in the park."
Could is another word we can use when talking about possibilities. In this case, Marianne used it to make a suggestion of what could have happened. We could say that Marianne thinks there is a 40% chance Alan could have lost his wallet in the park. Alan said,
"Or I may have misplaced it in the car."
Alan may have misplaced his wallet in the car. We use may and may have to express a stronger degree of possibility. We could say that Alan is 50% sure that he has misplaced his wallet in the car. Now, moving on to something else. I said I had fat chance of being an opera singer, but I do love music. Can you recognize this song?
I was told at 6 years old they'd avoid me if my heart was cold. Found it hard to talk and speak my mind. They never liked the things that I would like. 'Cause you're told to play, but you're not the same as the other kids playing the same game. Try to jump on in, but they push away so far away. I'm not the same, no. I'm not the same, no.
That was Not the Same by Sheldon Riley, who is going to represent Australia at this year's Eurovision. Sheldon is with me today, and I'm so excited to meet you. Hi, Sheldon. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
Across the globe, over 180 million people watch Eurovision every year. What is it like to know that you're going to perform in front of such a big audience?
Oh, it's crazy. I'm very excited and I'm very honored to represent Australia.
This year, Australia needs to qualify to compete on the final night. Only the top 10 countries from each semi-final can progress to the finals. I think that your song, Not the Same, deserves a place in the finals. Would you agree?
I believe that reaching the finals is within the bounds of possibility, so I definitely think it can happen. And I'll do my best to make it happen, but you know, Eurovision is a competition, and lots of other countries have amazing songs too, so it's really anyone's call as to who will win.
Anyone's call? What does that expression mean?
Oh, so we say anyone's call when the result of a contest or election is difficult to predict. For example, if you ask me, who do you think will win Eurovision this year? I would say it's anyone's call.
Thanks for introducing a new phrase in this episode. So I won't ask you who do you think will win Eurovision, but I will ask you which countries, in your opinion, are very likely to be the top five in the finals.
It might be Italy, it could be Sweden, hopefully Australia, it could be anyone.
Even though the winner isn't certain, one thing we know for sure is that you'll put on an amazing performance, and we can't wait to see you.
Ah, thank you.
Eurovision 2022 will be the seventh time Australia competes in this annual song competition. And you can follow all the Eurovision excitement on SBS and SBS On Demand. Now it's time to revisit the expressions we heard in this episode. See if you can remember the meaning of these phrases before hearing the answer. We say there's fat chance of something happening when...
If there's a fat chance of something happening, something is not very likely to happen.
What does in all likelihood mean?
In all likelihood means that there is a high probability that something will happen.
When do we use the expression anyone's call?
We say anyone's call when we think that the result of a contest or election is difficult to predict.
We learn different ways to talk about possibility in present and future.
My brother may invite us to his place on Sunday.
There's a good chance that something will happen.
There is a little likelihood of something happening.
There's just a chance it will rain.
She might have his number.
We heard different ways to ask questions about possibilities.
Do you think he may?
Are you likely to?
Do you think she might?
Is it likely to?
And we also heard how to talk about possibilities in the past and make suggestions.
I might have lost my wallet.
Oh, I suppose you could have lost it when we were in the park.
I may have misplaced it in the car.
In this episode, we use words that help us to express possibility, like perhaps, likely, suppose. If you are not sure about the meaning of these words, check out our learning notes on sbs.com.au/learnenglish. There you can also test your knowledge with our quiz. And if you would like to get in touch with us, send us an email. learnenglish@sbs.com.au or reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to an SBS Learn English podcast.